Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay. Well, we are ready, so I'm going to hand over to the professionals.
And that was the voice of Anya.
What is Anya doing here?
Anya is here to help Neil.
Shout morning. Say morning, Anya.
Oh, good morning.
Hello, Neil.
And Neil.
Hello, morning.
It's a group show.
Basically. It really is. Well, so regular listeners will know that, or will have probably noticed, that there was no podcast last week because we were having a little gap because Ben has left and gone to Cardiff.
Boo.
Do you think he'll listen to this one?
No. He has washed his hands of us very thoroughly.
10 series? 100 odd episodes?
Yeah.
So
here we are with Anya, lovely Anya, and lovely Neil. And you've had a long chat about football with Neil, which was very interesting.
Neil's from Blackpool,
yeah,
who beat Queen's Park Rangers 6-1 last night. So we're going to try a new... What we want is someone from, I don't know, an even shitter football team than Blackpool to edit next week.
I couldn't tell you. Crystal Palace? Oh, they're quite good, aren't they, Crystal Palace?
Yeah, they got Eze off us a couple of years ago. Sam's
no, can we not football
so
again?
What we've got is that we're going to have Neil is going to be producing the podcast for the foreseeable future. We don't know, see how it goes.
Anya is our quality control manager.
Just to make sure the tech's all working. And the thing is, I think that it's going to necessarily be different because Ben edited it his own way and Neil will do it his way and it might be shitter this week might be awful, so this is partly an apology, and then it might get better and it'll be different and it might be a radically better podcast and we might push through and go back to the number one slot again like we were.
But it is worth noting because obviously I'm obviously much more interested. Sorry, the cats are fighting in the background.
Are
that's
they?
What that noise is. Well, they're not fighting, but they're, you know, having a little scrap. I always think it's interesting how the machinery of things work, and it is your producer is part of the podcast. It really is. The producer kind of makes the podcast, decides how it sounds, what jokes to keep in, what jokes to leave out. So I think what we want to explain this week is how important producers are to podcasts. And that's why we have to talk about the fact that our producer is changing, because it's a big deal.
Well, for me, it's an opportunity in some ways because Ben was always on your side. And I'm sort of faintly hoping that we can change that dynamic. It was always like, there was always me edited out of things.
Ben used to leave in little in-jokes just for me in the podcast. And I would listen to them and go, oh, Ben.
That's why his wife dragged him away to Cardiff, because she was suspicious.
No, I'm friends with her now. I'm friends with Hannah. Yeah, we're friends. We're friends. I give her skincare advice.
Let's talk about
want to talk about the podcast more?
Yes, I think we should. So the podcast is supposed to be, has always been, you know, Giles has come back from the school run, Esther's been through the papers, and she's here are some ideas that Giles might want to write about. Mm-hmm. And it's gone on, and it remains true sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I worry that for you, it gives you a bit of a secondary role. Your name isn't in the podcast. It looks like it's my work. We're talking about me all the time.
Yeah.
I wonder if that should change. Should we admit that you write a column in The Independent, that's in the paper on Tuesday. I gave you an idea for that this week. Should we make it a bit less about me?
No, because from the beginning, you said, why isn't your name on it? And I said, I don't want my name on it. And I stand by that. And I don't want my name on it. I'm really happy at being about you. You have this weird feminist hang up, like on my behalf, that I don't have, that this podcast is about you and not about me. I don't care. Honestly, if I cared, I'd say something. You think that my irritation with the podcast is because it's about you and we're talking about you. It's not.
It's just because of having to sit here with me.
Yes, it's just work. It's just work, and work is annoying and boring. and sometimes fun and okay, but like, no, I have absolutely no problems with the title, with the picture, with the content. Ages ago, we dropped the thing about, you used to say at the beginning of the podcast, at the top, you used to say, I come back. You dropped that ages ago because that ceased to be true.
Oh, yeah. Right, fine.
So I don't think there's really anything to worry about. I don't think anything needs to change.
The thing I like best about it being called Giles Corran Has No Idea is that whenever I do some massive fuck up on social media, which is, I'm not on it really, but if I do something in the paper which people don't like or an opinion they don't like, then Twitter goes crazy. And a lot of the people go, huh, name of his podcast says everything.
Yeah.
Because it's called Giles Corran. So I go, yes, that's the joke.
Mm. Well, people on Twitter are unbelievably stupid. Did you see, so Gary Lineker, I don't know if anyone's aware who Gary Lineker is. He presents a little show on the BBC called Match of the Day.
The guy who shat himself at the Mexico World Cup, isn't it? that'll be one of those things that you might not know.
The backlash starts here. No, there's that endless video of it on the thing. With
dragging his bum along the...
But the thing is, it doesn't matter because Gary Lineker is so hot.
And readers will also know that he's a good mate of mine, and I wrote about, I was with him on Friday when he got the call from the BBC saying he was being pulled off the air. I was with him having lunch in a Mexican restaurant. I've written about that. It's always a relief when he goes to the loo because you think, don't hold it in, Gary.
Hang on, the thing is, wait, he had the runs at the Mexico World Cup and you're with him in a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, God, I didn't even make that joke. My God, careful with the Mexican food, Gary.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought that video was about how Gary Lineker was like really tanned and hot and sweaty. And I'd been watching that video of him with his bum. I only found out later it was because he had a bad tummy.
They all did. It was Mexico. I mean, they all had bad tums. And normally footballers sometimes trot off to go and have diarrhea, and Gary just didn't want to miss a scoring opportunity. He thought of it. John Barnes might have slotted one into the 6-yard box, and Gary didn't want to be with his pants around his ankles in the box reading the paper.
Okay. No, but wait. What I wanted to say was that Gary Lineker's son, who's got
one of his four,
one of Gary Lineker's four sons. I don't know what his name is, but he's got the same teeth as Gary Lineker, so he's definitely his kid. People were just really mean to him on Twitter, and he said, "It's amazing how in my Instagram DMs are nothing but love and support, and everything on Twitter is horrible." And I think that tells you everything you need to know about how Twitter needs to be put on a rocket ship and fired into outer space. One thing that's cropped up in the papers this week that I thought that you could write about, because you've never written about it before, and you've been writing this column now for how many thousands of years have you been writing?
25 years.
So in the 1,000 years that you've been writing your column, you're very good at not writing about the same things over and over again, but you are running out of subjects that you've never touched before.
What is it?
Horses!
Clippy-clop. Oh, not dogs. I like dogs.
Well, there is something that you could do about dogs that I thought. But I wondered if maybe you might like to address the mystery that is the Cheltenham races.
So the Cheltenham Gold Cup week is going on this week, and we're not at it. And we usually go.
Yeah.
We're usually invited by a friend of ours who hasn't invited us, and I discovered
he
last
loves night. The horses. He's not Irish, but he loves the
but
horses.
Everyone else at Cheltenham is. So.
Everybody else, yeah.
And we haven't gone, and he invites us, and he's not. And I thought he hadn't invited us this week, but actually he's not doing it this week because a local socialite out there, a famed local socialite, was very upset with him for throwing a party last year because he took all the good guests. So he's not having his party this year. Mm. And we haven't been invited to the other one.
No, we haven't, which is very faintly annoying.
But the point is that although we love our mate and we love the party and we love the dinner the night before and we love getting absolutely shrined at the race. But do we like the races? Is the races not fun? What's it for? But it's all over the papers.
Yeah,
front page is the dress code has changed. There's some baffling woman I don't really understand looking like...
She's everywhere, that girl. She must be thrilled.
She's not especially hot. She's got a big schnoz on her, massive great teeth. And then she's got this sort of Boris Pasternak hat.
She does, yeah.
I don't really understand
why
that's...
a great photo. Who took the photo? Top right is the credit. Is it...
Tom Mayer.
Is it Getty?
No, Shutterstock.
Oh, right.
Okay. Info Shutterstock.
Interesting.
Don't need to advertise
it. No, because he's sold it to the Mail as well, so it's everywhere. So
she's
everywhere. Done well.
And everyone gives a shit about Cheltenham. We go and...
Honestly, I really feel so baffled by anything to do with horse racing. I really like horses. I usually go and hang out in the paddock because you can see the horses quite close up and it's quite exciting. The actual sort of racing. And then I wonder, like, I think, what is the point? Or maybe several things are going on at the same time. Like, there's that massive Guinness tent, right? So everybody, every Irish person in the whole of England, and I think maybe also the whole of Ireland.
And the world, yeah.
And the whole world.
They're just but it is the big
in the
Irish
Guinness
racing
tent.
Festival,
they're
yeah.
just in the Guinness tent. And they're listening to that.
And they're all suited. and they look really, really smart and kind of slightly Peaky Blinders smart.
Yeah.
And you, when you arrive at nine, they're only slightly drunk. But as the day, and it's not everyone is drunk. The posho English people are in the boxes getting drunk on the other thing.
Yeah.
And then it's a sort of mix up. But the Guinness tent, then by about 3 p.m. the loud house music mixed with fiddle music,
yeah,
and everyone absolutely battered is quite scary.
But like 2,000 of them, I mean,
no, 20,000, 30,000.
Is it more?
This week, I think they said 250,000 people will go to Cheltenham.
Not on one day though, like over the course of the week.
So over like 4 days.
But what I'm saying is that the Guinness tent is a heaving mass of humanity, absolutely extraordinary.
And my column is
spectacle.
What?
Well, your column is, what's the point of Cheltenham?
But the problem is that I don't want to be mean in case I make wants to invite us next week, and I don't want next week.
We haven't been mean about his party. And I'm not saying I hate Cheltenham. I like it. I like going to look at the horses. But have I missed the point? Or is the point just to get drunk?
Well, I think that is possibly the point. That is the point. That's like, it's the point of cricket, really. I mean, it's the point of going there for the day.
Is it?
Getting really drunk. I mean,
what is the point? Is the point of any of sport?
But just, I say, so it's one of those columns where I'm just saying I hate something. What about, shall I take on horses? What about the fact of, you know, we got our place in the country a few years ago and I thought maybe I'll ride horses.
Do you have any feelings about horses at all?
They're fucking terrified of horses. Right. And there's this thing that humanity domesticated horses because they were really convenient to ride on. And now they're sort of recreational. And I've used to ride them a little bit when I was a kid. And it seemed like quite fun. And then I tried to do it again a few years ago. And it's just terrifying being up there. And they move really suddenly. And they're scary and terrifying.
Mm. And they could just reach round with their big teeth and just grab your leg and just...
And those kind of long faces and those legs. Never walk behind a horse. It'll kick your brains out.
It'll kick your brains out. Yeah, exactly.
You walk behind a cat.
Yeah, the cats don't
care. Walk behind a fish, you're all right. But walk behind a fucking horse. And they're just sort of mean and horrid and, you know...
Are they? I remember at our friend's party talking to a guy who like trains 2-year-olds. So basically, you buy a horse.
Sorry, I was phased off. I thought you meant train 2-year-old children.
No, 2-year-old horses.
2-year-old toddlers. I suddenly
so
had
you
a vision.
Train
of...
a horse. You take a horse that's got like an interesting parents, and then you train it up, and then you sell it, right? And that's how people make a lot of money in horses.
I've just noticed Neil is left-handed.
Is it
he's
a problem?
Writing
that,
down
are
boring
you literally just
on a
interested?
Pad,
just because I'm talking. Just because I'm talking.
I just got so bored with listening to you talk about horses. And he's left-handed, which is really, he might be on my side because he's a lefty.
Can I just finish my thing about horses? Because yes. It's quite interesting. No, yeah. I'm not. I don't want to anymore.
No, it is. No, darling, it's a good idea.
No, I hate you.
No.
Let's move on.
Let's
move on to dogs.
What about horses?
No, I don't tell you now. It's a joke I've made about horses before. Chris, that guy, the Newcastle guy, he sells 2-year-olds with like his mates or whatever. Yeah. And I said, and I was desperately trying to make a conversation about horses.
You're going to
I
do his Geordie accent?
I'm going to kind of, no, I'm not actually.
You have
actually.
To practice it first.
I can't remember what Geordie sound like, but... Basically, I said, the thing is, I don't think...
Chris is a Geordie.
Chris is a Geordie, exactly. So I don't think that horses really like me. And he said, horses don't like anybody. And I thought, that is...
That'd be funnier in a Geordie accent.
Horses, no, I've not got that. Horses don't like
horses don't like anybody.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is budget day today. We record this on a Wednesday. So two people less interested in the budget probably don't exist than me and Esther. But it is the budget in about, well, it's in about 45 minutes.
Yeah. So we, that know is, what's, we know what's going to be in the budget.
Yeah, well, there's going to be some help for childcare. Help with childcare.
Oh, you're not bothered. I mean, I'm
the one who might have a second family. I might be the one who has 4-year-olds again.
I met a doctor last night at a party, and he said, you know, I'm divorced now. I've got two children, and my main aim is to just try not to have a second family. And I went, what does that mean? That's not that hard. And he's like, you know, I'm a consultant, like, blah, 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 and you know, I'm basically every male doctor I know has a second family.
Because you do, because you marry and
you marry a hot nurse.
Exactly. When you're at university, you marry an intelligent, interesting woman of your own age, and you fall in love, and you get married and have children, and then you get to 50 and you've got some nurse and you think, right, done, off you go. But that's why they haven't got any money. And that's why they are having...
they've all got second families.
They've all got second families.
He did say everyone he knows has a second
family.
Which
is why in the budget later today, one of the things they're going to do is raise the total pension pot. I know this fascinates you. Because you haven't got a husband who looks after all your finances for you.
But unlike you, when you're being boring, I don't just start talking.
Yeah, because unlike you, when I'm being boring, it means you're going to be rich when I'm dead. So, for example, or even richer than you are now, do you know what he's doing with the pension today?
Yes, because you explained it to me at 7:30 this
explain
morning.
Explain it for our readers who could—they come to us for pension planning.
There used to be a limit on how much you could put in your pension, and they've scrapped. And then so people would go, "Well, there's no point in me working."
How much was the limit?
£1 million.
And who put that cap on it?
Oh, someone annoying, like...
Correct. Warmer.
Theresa May.
Oh, more annoying. Warmer.
Oh, Gordon Brown.
No.
Less. I'm not going to say poor David
Theresa
Cameron.
May was the Home Secretary. She doesn't get to do it. Chancellor's it. It was George Osborne.
Oh, so,
and then they're now going to put it up from support. 1 million to what?
1.5 million.
Nope.
2 million.
Nope.
Unlimited.
In between. 1.8 million. This is all... And my pension pot is going to get up to that limit. Yours is not. Yours is going to remain at £74.30. But mine is going to go
I'll
up.
Only spend
and
it
when
in Zara.
I get to choose... whether my pension dies with me. Did you know that? I can either, when I take my pension, I can either take it only for my life and there's more, or, which is what my dad did and died 2 years later. Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing. I really shouldn't be laughing.
No.
Whereas you can have it pass on to your wife. Anyway, so that's what's going to happen later in the budget. And they're doing that because lots of doctors are retiring, well, one of the sectors, but lots of professionals like doctors are retiring early. Because there's no point carrying on once their pension has gone to 1 million because they start paying tax.
Yeah,
on
and
it.
If doctors are doing it, then other people are doing
other
it
people
too.
Earning those sorts yeah. of those kind
the
of
the guy I was talking to last night was like, yeah, I think actually doctors are very well paid. It's fine, and I was like, oh right, that's yeah.
Surgeons and consultants in the private sector can bosh it up to proper
yeah
sort
they
of
can yeah it's true
decent six figures mm-hmm. a bit harder in the NHS but so anyway so that's what they're doing. They are going to put the limit up so that doctors think, oh, I can keep on working so yeah. I can put money into my pension.
And they're also addressing the number one issue in this country at the moment, which is the cost of childcare, which stops basically everyone from going to work. It stops grannies and grandpas going to work because they want to look after their grandchildren, whether they really want to or not, because they want to help out their kids. And it stops mums from going back to work. Although I think that, you know, but it's also just not about just childcare and paying for it. It's about the quality of childcare. Because, you know, yeah, fine. You
it's
get
like
someone
the quality
to look
of childcare if my mum did it.
Well, I mean, no, I love your mum, but like,
I do
think
you wouldn't
leave
her alone with the kids, would you?
I would.
She doesn't listen to the podcast.
Can we scratch this, Neil? That's the whole thing. But I think that, yes, exactly. When you have a child, you learn very, very quickly that, yeah, you can find someone to look after your kid for £7.50 an hour, but the fuck, you know, is that, do you want to? Is it just better and easier for your mental health to just do it yourself? So I actually think that this childcare thing is more to do with grandparents.
Okay, so with the budget going on and with, like, today also a collision between an American drone and a Russian aeroplane, doesn't sound very great. Luckily, in the papers today, as if we didn't need a distraction, picture of, I forgot the Prime Minister's name.
It's Boris Johnson.
Ah, yes, there's a picture of Boris. No, it says Rishi Sunak is out in the... Thank you, Anya, for like literally prompting me. Name, obviously, Ben wouldn't have known the name of the Prime Minister. So. There was Rishi Murthy out in Hyde Park with his wife, and they were walking the dog, and it said they've got a really pucker dog. They've got the kind of dog you'd expect the Sunaks to have. Have you seen the dog?
It's just a Labrador.
Yeah, but it's like, it doesn't look like, it's like Gary Lineker's dog. It's like nine different types of dog and part frog.
Different
coloured eyes, which Gary, it's a rescue dog because his like standing up for this one. And his dog signifies also his concern for that. And it's by the way, met the dog, lovely, lovely fucking dog, beautiful dog. Not beautiful, very nice personality dog. The dog was off a lead. which I didn't know. But they were taking the dog for a walk in Hyde Park because they're not really kind of... They live, I guess, because they live in Downing Street, isn't it? It's the only option. But Hyde Park...
Because Rishi Sunak works 27 hours a day and doesn't get to go to the countryside for his walks anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're forced to... I don't Although think either...
Did you see the pictures of their house in the countryside?
No.
He's built a, like a 60-metre indoor pool, which they had to put a separate spur to the national grid to heat. Have you not seen that story?
Oh, let's be really nice about Rishi Sunak, because I quite want to swim in that pool. Maybe he'll invite us
I was around. So nice to David Cameron. And I saw David Cameron last night.
Yeah, yeah. We were quite nice to them, and they never invited us anywhere.
No.
Well, because no. You probably put it, because I thought you put it in the newspaper.
David Cameron always comes up and says, I really like your columns. Invite me to fucking Checkers. Oh, whoops, too late.
Yeah, too late. So go on. So they're walking their dog in Hyde Park, and then what happened?
And then they got in trouble. The policeman came up and told them that the dog had...
Wrong. It was their protection officer.
It was their own protection officer?
Yes. Their own protection officer said, I just need to remind you, sir, you've got to have your dog on a leash.
There's a protection officer with a gun who yep. shoots first the dog and then the yes. Prime Minister if he doesn't exactly. get put on the thing.
They were not told by a bobby to put their dog on a lead, because you don't get bobbies in Hyde Park. No. It was their protection officer who went, you've got to put that dog on a lead or someone's going to take a photo of you. Too late.
And this would be his fourth penalty he charged. Because he got a PCN for going to one of Boris's parties. And like, Rishi so didn't want to fucking go to that party.
But
they sort of party happened around him and he got the thing. He got a PCN for not wearing a seatbelt when he did one of his, everybody better vote Conservative. Here I am in the back of my car working really hard with his big grin, and he didn't think to put his seatbelt on.
Because the car wasn't going anywhere.
Going round and round in circles at College Green or something. Exactly. And so he got done with a PCN there. If he gets a PCN for the dog, that's 9. What do? They take his dog and car licence away.
It's just very, it's very, anyway.
So anyway, the reason the dog has to be on the lead is because they said it was to protect wildlife.
Yeah.
And this triggered me hard because, you know, I have written a before about dogs, and it's not that I don't like dogs.
Sorry, one second.
Oh, yeah,
sorry,
Neil,
that's another thing that happened.
Do you know about the cough? She's got this cough and this throat clear. She calls it the Griffith's frog.
I'm afraid so.
She blames it on some ancestral Welsh shit. Ancestors of yours in the valleys would have died on a cold night if they'd had that.
They did.
No, right.
Yeah.
That's why they all moved to London.
Just my mother left.
They come up to the big smoke where their throats are going to be a little bit less irritable. Mangi has it a little bit.
Sorry.
Oh, do you see what I'm saying, Neil? I mean, it's like, you either leave them
it's
in...
It's an audio nightmare.
It really is.
I'll start again.
And I never... And I think, you know, do listeners sympathise with me or you? Is it worse that you do it or worse that it annoys me? What would happen if it was switched around? Would you...
I'd be fucking patient.
Do you think you would?
Yes, I would. You make a cacophony of disgusting noises that I just deal with.
Like you're patient about...
What?
Other things that I do.
Like?
Well, I can't
Leaving
think now.
All the drawers and cupboard doors open like I'm in the Sixth Sense movie.
Look at you. Not at all tolerant. There you are. You answered your own question.
This is the first time
What about when I accident, when I get a bit of wee on my pyjamas? Because I'm a chap of a certain age and it's really fucking hard not to. And I've got these pyjamas. Oh, they're all my pyjamas. You buy me pale blue pyjamas. They look fucking terrible. My dark flannelly ones, you'd think I didn't have a penis. But the ones where... And you always look at it. You sort of glance down. And it dates back to you having had some boyfriend in your 20s.
Well, he was only 23
I hope he's looking at his prostate now. Because now he's going to be absolutely fucked if he couldn't hold it in then. I just noticed this morning I was standing there trying to talk to you and you were looking and I don't know, I had a tiny bit of wee. Because I'd been for a wee and you can shake and you can shake and shake and shake and shake. But in the end...
Why don't boys use paper?
Then another chop comes a bit later, however much you've
done. Right, okay,
it does, fine. It sort of trickles down from I don't know where.
Can we try and get back on track?
Yeah.
Dogs.
Yeah. So the point is, it was triggering for me because there are too many dogs. Post-lockdown, too many dogs. We talked about it during lockdown, before lockdown. Now there's millions of dogs. Last week, I had a big row with the kids because we went out for a walk and Kitty had crawled into the bush and seen two robins together. You don't normally see two robins together. And she was trying to get them to come and feed from her hand, which birds don't normally do. And it's one of the reasons for getting out.
And you brought appropriate birdseed, didn't you? We don't bring bread.
We go and feed the ducks and the geese and the birds and we bring birdseed. We don't give them bread because that has salt in it, which is bad for them. And you make your way through the heath. And now on a Sunday, there's you have to walk in the mud. You can't walk on the path. Thousands and thousands of dogs everywhere. People selling doggy treats were the new thing on the heath. People out there... You know, can I give your dog a treat here? Sign up to this, sell that, blah, blah, blah. People with massive dogs that they can't complain. One bloke said, you looking funny at my dog. I hate it when people look at my... Trying to start fights because I was looking at this aggressive dog with some fear. Anyway, Kitty's trying to squatting in the leaves, in the bushes, with her hand out, and this robin's about to come onto her hand, and oh, 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 this mongrel shot through, bam, jumped over Kitty, knocking her down, birdseed everywhere. Okay, it didn't knock her down, but it could have done. And the birds obviously flew away, and I was so fucked off. But the point is, this is why Rishi's dog was off, shouldn't have been off the lead, because of the way. Now, I don't know what wildlife they think is in Hyde Park. It's just lawns and the Diana Memorial and Kensington Palace, isn't it?
I mean, this is a sort of giant, weird car park.
Yeah, but exactly. Yeah. So why don't they have that lawn on the heath? And then this could, I could then get into my dog.
No, thing. Hyde Park, I think, is called St. James's Park.
I'm going to say bears.
No, pelicans, but that's St. James's Park. It's got pelicans. Right. Or is it, thank you, Neil. This is what you're here for,
what
Neil.
What did he say?
He went, pelicans. Yeah, pelicans. St. James's Park, pelicans.
But pelicans can fly. They go wherever the fuck they want.
No, they clip their wings, you idiot.
Do they?
They
got,
oh my God.
Well, then how do they escape from the dogs?
Exactly. They can't, which is why you need to keep dogs on leads. So historically, you have been, done big anti-dog things because of like general sort of dog shit and dogs and stuff. But now I like dogs and I think people are entitled to have a dog, but it is bonkers. On the heath, it's like you have to own a dog in order to be allowed on the heath. And I think the dogs find it quite stressful because there are all these different breeds of dogs. And also, my God almighty, the dogs are massive. You get people with two giant, like, ridgebacks. They're huge dogs. What house do you live in around here where those dogs are going to be okay inside? And they take them for a walk, and then you get dog walkers, and you get dog walkers with... It's just completely out of control, and something needs to change. And I know that it's a bit like... angry dog person is angry with dogs, but you could possibly revisit your dog thing about it's time to license dogs again.
With just a little subplot about horses.
A subplot about horses.
Stupid, long-legged, manure-dropping, stupid grass-eating fuckers. You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
To find out what I wrote about in the end, pick up a copy of the paper or treat yourselves to a digital subscription.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.